I'm originally from Little Rock, Arkansas. A lot of my story is similar to the students that we work with each and every day. I grew up in a community where you couldn't always, you know, stay out late at night, that you weren't sure, you know, what that sound was, if it was gunshots. And as I moved to the D.C. area, this year makes 20 years for me, so, you know, I'm from here now. I realized that I was sitting around tables where decisions were being made about communities that were similar to how I grew up in, and there were no representatives from the community. And it got to the point where it sickened me, because that's the way you take the power away from the community. There's no reason why you should just walk into a community or a neighborhood and say, these are all the great things that I want to do. No, there are people that's been doing this work from day one in there. So my philosophy is that everyone really has what they need to be successful. They just need the opportunity to use it and to shine. Hunger is a source of so many concerns. I'm speaking to violence and crime, but my husband is a police officer, and he happens to work at one of the local grocery stores as one of the officers in the front. And he always talks about the challenge of the crimes when people steal food. It's an internal struggle to have to say to the person, you're stealing food. He usually is like, just go in and return the items, because when people steal food, it's very different, right? They are hungry. And if it wasn't that type of cop, what does that lead to? Well, it starts the introduction of incarceration. Once those records start happening, their chances of recidivism increases, and it spirals out into this larger thing. And a lot of them, when they do get caught, they say, I'm so sorry, I just want to feed my family. One of the things that we're trying to address is accessibility. The way they structure a lot of major cities is creating these food apartheid areas. Again, we stop saying food desert, because deserts are natural, and this is not natural. Mm-hmm. It is not natural to not have access to fresh fruits and vegetables in your own community, and to be able to walk to get it or take a quick ride to get it is not natural. What research has shown is that people will make healthier choices if healthier choices are presented to them. Our students here in D.C., often their only meals come from school. And when I moved up here, that was astonishing to me, because I come from the South, where there's a big family food culture. And if there was a family that was hungry, the neighbors fed. So when I came here and I heard the concept that at school was often the only times that students were eating, I was completely crushed by just the notion of it. So coming here to D.C. Central Kitchen, fast forward 20 years later, finding out that not only are we making those healthy food options available during the school year, but in the summer, that we were also making those same healthy food options available. Their cognitive ability, their mental health, their behavioral health, all their learning is just so important. And the other thing, as a mom who has two children home myself that I am feeding through the summer, the economic expense is tremendous. I am privileged and fortunate to be able to afford to feed my kids. I cannot imagine moms if there wasn't summer feeding programs, who is not as fortunate as I am, how that would happen, because I am buying so much food right now.